When you're thinking about a snack, do you think about the calorie count? Lots of companies make and market 100-calorie snacks, everything from popcorn to crackers to energy bars. And new research looks into how effective that kind of marketing is, especially when the number of calories is combined with other descriptions of the snack, like jumbo or small. Christopher Lee has been doing this research. He's a clinical assistant professor in the marketing department at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business. And Christopher, do people actually like knowing exactly how many calories or in the snack foods they're eating?
That's a good question. I would, in some ways, yes. And again, you know, there's certainly a variety of consumers. Some are very health focused, and so they're much more in tune with both the labeling on the back of the package, but sugar count and those more kind of incremental health cues. And then there's some people who don't care. I mean, you pick up a box of cookies and you're going to eat them regardless. And so I think the FDA plays to that in some ways, that even on the labeling, you know, the FDA requires that packages over 50 calories are rounded to the nearest 10, packages under 50 calories are rounded to the nearest 5 for the most part. And so we don't see a whole ton of kind of small changes in calorie count, largely because of both, you know, consumers might not care down to that degree, but also in terms of processing, it's tough to identify or control for variation in processing that might lead to a 1 calorie increase or decrease.
Is there something magical about the number 100 for consumers? I mean, you don't see a lot of snack packs like, hey, it's only 50 calories, or it's 120 calories or 200 calories. Like, is there something about the number 100 that maybe people think, sure, I can eat these cookies, it's only 100 calories, what's the big deal?
I think just in general, I think there's something special about kind of that 100 number. I mean, in terms of food, it's a reasonable number where you get enough of the actual item. And if we had 50-calorie cookie pack, you'd probably get a half a cookie and you know, not much to eat. And so the idea of having 100, I think, is a pretty solid amount of, you know, you balance that kind of food interest or the amount of food in the package with not having too many calories.
In some ways, are consumers maybe just looking at that saying, oh, it's 100 calories, it can't be that bad for me, without maybe looking at the sugar content or the carbohydrate content or some of the other nutritional information on that package?
Absolutely. I'm not a nutritionist by any measure, but I would argue that calories is one of the first things we look at. We flip the box over and we look at that calorie information first before sugar and some of those other things. To the point that the FDA recently changed their labels to emphasize the calorie count. So you'll see, if you go to the grocery store, you'll see some of the older packaging that has calorie count much smaller, and any sort of new product or product that's been reformatted, you'll see the calorie count in a much bigger, bold font.
What did you find as far as the language that goes along with that calorie count on some of those packages and how consumers respond to that?
Sure. Our research found that, generally speaking, consumers tended to evaluate the product more favorably if the language matched the calorie count. So, for example, 99 calories and small was more favorable than 99 calories and big. And in a lot of ways, that makes sense, that if it's 99 calories and a big package of cookies or popcorn or whatever it might be, it can be maybe sort of confusing to process, and there's some psychological literature that suggests we don't like that kind of discomfort of having to justify, well, it's only 99 calories and also, you know, a lot of cookies in there. Makes it kind of tough to process.
Does that indicate to some extent that consumers are kind of smart about this, that if they have a 100-calorie pack, for example, of even if it's something bad for them, they sort of recognize, you know, I'm going to have maybe just a little taste of this, but it's not going to be maybe as much as I would eat if calories were no object, for example?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, especially I think in today's kind of world, and I think we've seen some shifts in terms of health perceptions just across the country, and that's part of the reason for these 100-calorie packs is to cater to that sort of maybe more health-conscious consumer, realizing that, yeah, I might still want some cookies, but I can't eat the whole box, and so this kind of fits that middle ground. At the same time, I think the sort of effort going into shopping, I mean, we're not necessarily going to stand there and debate all the merits of small versus big, 99 versus 100 versus all of these, I mean, on every single product. We, you know, we have a limited time to go to the grocery store. We want to get through what we need. So, you know, the labeling can help us decide those things, but at the same time, we're not necessarily going to stand there and go into a detailed kind of mental processing or decision-making over a box of popcorn.
Christopher Lee is a clinical assistant professor in the marketing department at ASU's W.P. Carey School of Business. Christopher, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Likewise, thank you so much.